Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Pleasantville American Legion and the Legion Auxiliary are celebrating a milestone. Let's go in depth with Dennis Murphy, Craig Metcalf, Joyce Metcalf, Marcia Raitt, Janice Heberlin, and Susan Tender. What's the American Legion?
It's a community organization to help, I suppose, veterans that are down on their luck. There to help in a small town like Pleasantville, where there aren't very many veterans and we don't get an opportunity to help veterans, why we turn to helping the community itself. And it's each town that has a post probably helps in different ways. Ours is used to give high school scholarships, to help with the food pantry. We give Christmas baskets, but there's just a lot of different ways that we try to help the community.
Well, and one of the things I always see you doing is promoting patriotism, love of country. You're always doing that, aren't you?
Just like what the preamble says up there. That's our American Legion preamble, and we still support the Constitution of the United States. For God and country, we associate ourselves together for the following purposes: to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, to maintain law and order, to foster and perpetuate a 100% Americanism, to preserve the memories and incidents of our association in the great wars, to inculcate a sense of individual obligation to the community, state, and nation, to combat the atrocities of both the classes and the masses, to make right the master of might, to promote peace and goodwill on earth, to safeguard and transmit to posterity the principles of justice, freedom, and democracy, to concentrate and sanctify our comradeship by our devotion to mutual helpfulness.
And you do all of those things that you said by example. You're leading by example.
We try to do that. And, you know, I have to say one thing here. Pleasantville school system's really good. Every year on Veterans Day, they have an outstanding ceremony for us and recognize all the veterans that are there. And we try to set a great example for the students if we can, the best we can.
And what's the auxiliary?
The auxiliary is the women's part of this. And we also contribute and help the boys do their things. We distribute poppies on Poppy Day, which is Armed Forces Day as of this Saturday. That money goes to help veterans and their families and help them in many, many ways. We also send two girls to Girl State, where they are usually juniors going into senior year, and they go and learn all about democracy and the different offices of the state and everything like that. And we try to support the guys as much as we can, and we also, you know, donate and do our time to help the community.
And why do you belong?
We're patriots. You know, the reason to be an auxiliary member, you have to have an affiliation with an American Legion military person. And women are nurturers. And so that's one way that we can show not only our immediate spouse, grandfathers, whatever, but everybody. And so we try and pass that along. The post is working on a Sons of American Legion to get that chartered and going, which will extend the opportunity even further to more members to be able to join towards the things that we do. Hopefully we can do even more.
I just joined the American Legion, mm-hmm. Dr. Bob, and I recognize the importance of what the Legion here in Pleasantville and the Auxiliary have done over the years. My mother was a past president of the American Auxiliary, and she was very happy to give her abilities to help to lead the organization. And my sister Janice and I, our father was a member for over 50 years. And I personally joined to show respect to the thoughts about the Legion and the Auxiliary, and to do my part here in Pleasantville to support this community.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Pleasantville American Legion and Legion Auxiliary with Dennis Murphy, Craig Metcalf, Joyce Metcalf, Marcia Raitt, Janice Heberlin, and Susan Tender. So you both grew up in it. You grew up part of the Legion.
Yes, that's right. She can do the talking for me. She's done it well.
But do you have memories of as a little girl or little girls when your dad was, you know, doing things with the Legion?
Well, yes, he supported it strongly, but our parents were a little unique. They were 35 years old and 45 years old when they got married to each other and had four children after that. So they didn't have time to make it to every meeting, and they supported it, but not as much as younger couples would have. But it meant a lot to them, maybe more than younger couples.
Well, and he was the commander for a while.
Yeah, he was.
So that's taking it.
Well, that
seriously.
Was before Mother came into his life, I think.
Okay. And do you remember as little girls participating?
Yes.
Your parents?
Yes.
I just became a member in 2006. So my family had no military members until I married this guy. And so I guess as a military wife, we were busy when he'd get deployed and stuff. And our auxiliary unit, it seems like it's kind of went in stages, and we had a group of women that were with the World War II veterans. And now we're starting to get more younger members and stuff. As you said, the patriotism and stuff has seemed to be blooming again, which is awesome.
Well, and so people, that's reassuring to hear that young people are coming in, people coming in different stages of their life. They might wait a while and then see how valuable it is. Maybe it needs some help. But what was really neat, Susan, when you called me, was this the 100th year anniversary of the Legion here in Pleasantville, Post 108, and the Auxiliary. That's pretty amazing. How do you feel about that?
I feel very proud of this post and American Auxiliary here. How much work over 100 years has went in to this post and auxiliary. There's been a lot of hard work.
Well, and you were, as we were sitting down here, you were telling me about this building, the veterans themselves, their hands went into making it.
That's correct. We had World War I veterans and World War II veterans that helped erect this building and raise the funds to raise this building. And that was a lot of work on their time at that time. And I know community events were very popular at that time, but you couldn't ask for a group of people that worked any harder to establish this post and this building.
Well, and one of the things that happens in this building is you memorialize and appreciate and show your respect to people that have served from Pleasantville and the surrounding areas with the memorial.
The memorial was started, I suppose, 4 or 5 years ago. It has to do with the amount of people that's in this community that were really heroes, but nobody knew it. And we're digging some of these guys out now that one fellow that we have right now that nobody even knew much about, And he was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross. He was an enlisted man. He was a door gunner on a helicopter. And up till about a month ago, I didn't know he existed. I guess other people did. So I suppose that when we get onto the centennial celebration, that we're trying to do the same thing. It's just not a show that we're putting on. We're trying to show people that was a lot of military people in this area that were willing to go into the service to do the things they needed to do to keep us free, I suppose.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Pleasantville American Legion and Legion Auxiliary with Dennis Murphy, Craig Metcalf, Joyce Metcalf, Marcia Raitt, Janice Heberlin, and Susan Tender. Well, and you're inviting all of us to come to an event, a special event. Can you tell us about it?
We're going to have our centennial celebration on June 15th, 1 to 4. We're going to have free ice cream and cake for those who are connoisseurs of that. And we're going to have displays put on by different families of their families' uniforms. We're going to have weapons up here. And I think it'd be a great time for anybody that's got a connection to the military, whether they were in, their father, grandfathers, or brothers, whatever, to come and enjoy a good day with us. Because we put a lot of work in putting this together, and we're hoping for a good response.
Well, and then all of us in the community can come and pay our respects to you all who've served, and then to those of us served and have passed on.
That's true. Because one thing great about the American Legion is it's a continuation, if you will, of when we were in service, because you build up strong friendships, family, and that's what can carry on here with American Legion Post and Auxiliary.
Well, one of the things that I noticed is that you've got the original document, founding document on the wall, and there's still I recognize a lot of those names as being Pleasantville, you know, this area names. And some of you here have your ancestors, your grandpas on that, is that right?
On the auxiliary list, Dr. Bob, Alice Prickett, she was a sibling. She was my grandfather's sister.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
and my father, I believe, James Oscar Hodson's name was on the first Legion post.
Wow. Okay, deep roots. And those deep roots are still here today, but also in the surrounding communities, so you want to get a big crowd.
Yeah, we do. I think that everyone sitting here has relatives that's listed up there on that wall, or could have been, but we have a strong history in this community, and Dennis can probably tell you a little more about that.
Well, if you talk about, if you look at our memorial, our photo memorial, you'll see we've got 600 names up there on the walls right now. And I would imagine there's probably another 400 or 500 from this area that we don't have. But when you go up there, when people come here to look around, they're amazed to see how many families still live here. And our pictures go back as far as actually the Revolutionary War. We got a couple people up there from the Revolutionary War that can't move to Pleasantville, so they would be someone we'd like to have on our walls. But I guess the most important part of the memorial, though, is that we've tried to go back and find the names and other information about people that have been killed in action or they died from some incident with the military. I don't know, just people come and look around, and there's a lot of history up there, and it's something that we put together and we're pretty proud of.
So Saturday, June 15th from 1 to 4 at the Pleasantville Memorial Building.
That's correct. And just remind everyone, This just isn't restricted to people from Pleasantville. This is open to anybody that wants to come from whatever community, if they've got connection. Because more than likely, they've got a family member that their photos on the wall up there. And Dennis Murphy's done a great job putting that together.
Thanks to Dennis Murphy, Craig Metcalf, Joyce Metcalf, Marcia Raitt, Janice Heberlin, and Susan Tender for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.